Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. As I said last week, I would like to start a new series this week on one of the greatest lacks in the body of Christ today, and that is the ability for discernment. Spiritual discernment. And why? Because spiritual discernment is the result of coming to know Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Spiritual discernment is the result of coming to know Jesus Christ. Now, most people who claim to be Christians do not, repeat, do not know Jesus Christ. My friend, you know, you do not come to know Jesus by walking the aisle or you know, repeating the sinner's prayer, which is found nowhere in the Bible. You do not come to know Jesus Christ by perfect attendance at church, paying your tithes faithfully, singing in the choir, helping the pastor out, cutting the grass, cleaning the windows, and vacuuming the sanctuary. Oh no, my friend. We come to know Jesus Christ. Now listen, we come to know Jesus Christ through his dealings and judgments in our life. Wow. Through those experiences that God works in us. In Philippians 3, 10 and 11, Paul tells us the path to coming to know Christ. Here we go. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, that's plural, being made conformable unto his death. If the most important word in the Bible, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. To come to know Jesus Christ, we must enter into the fellowship of his sufferings and be made conformable unto his death. Not too many people who call themselves a Christian want to identify with suffering or death. But this is what Paul tells us that we must identify with if we desire to obtain unto the resurrection of the dead or be raised back to life in the resurrection that you could read about in 1 Thessalonians 4. You see, one must be dead to be resurrected. And not too many people who call themselves Christians want to die to their flesh, die to the old nature, which is still alive in us when we are joined or we are cemented to Christ by the Spirit. Oh no, it is the glory of the resurrection most Christians want to identify with. But not so, my friend. To be able to glory in the resurrection, we must die. Now, here's the divine spiritual principle, and that is death before glorification. So if you know the truth himself, that will be Jesus, then you are going to, well, know the truth that pertains to him. You are going to know what is and what is not of him. Wow. Then you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. My friend, we must understand, we must be crystal clear at this point that spiritual discernment is the result of knowing Christ. Let me say that again. We must be crystal clear in our understanding that spiritual discernment is the result of knowing Christ. Too often we make spiritual discernment a spiritual thing or even a hyper-spiritual thing, maybe a gift, and think of it as something that we are able to do as a result of what Christ gives us. But oh no, 1,000 times no. For a Christian, everything is connected to the life in Christ, and nothing operates independent of our relationship with him. Boy, I like that so much, I'm going to say it again. For a Christian, everything is connected to life in Christ, and nothing operates independent of our relationship with him. Well, nothing that is of God. Thus, spiritual discernment does not operate independent of Christ, but rather it is a product of our relationship with Christ and the knowledge of him. Now, please, before we move on, get this deep into your spirit. If not, then you will miss the truth that is built on it. For example, this truth tells us how to know error. Wow, what a truth. My friend, error is not simply bad theology, which it is, but rather error is a misrepresentation of Christ himself. one way or another, all error is a misrepresentation of Christ or His Word. Now, here is my point. We cannot know error unless we know the truth. So when people are deceived, it is because they know the truth. Not that they do not know the truth, but they know the truth, but they choose to, be led astray from that truth for some reason and into error. Now, I do realize that it is possible for discernment to operate purely on a theological or intellectual level. I mean, after all, people do have brains, and even atheists can spot hypocrisy and some error. But notice, I did not say spiritual discernment. The spiritual discernment of the Holy Spirit is much more than simply being able to compare notes and come to a conclusion. Oh no. The spiritual discernment by the Holy Spirit, spiritual discernment means that we are able to sense whether something belongs to Christ or not. It is all based on Christ, whether it fits Him or not. Unless we know Christ and therefore have Him as our basis of discernment, we are going to use something else, have it be the standard of the world or worse, a religious teaching or a doctrine. Usually we will use our understanding, how we feel about something, or whether something appeals to us. Sometimes Christians, they just do not think right. They simply resign the point or become non-confrontational and let others think for them. But oh no, my friend, that is a poor practice to get into. And this is a horrible witness of Christ to people in the world and even in the church that we attend. Christ and truth is worth standing up for. Let me say that again. Christ and truth is worth standing up for. If believers notice that I did not say Christians, I did not say Christians, I said believers, if they do not stand up for Christ and truth, then who will? Certainly not non-believers, certainly not someone in the world. It is our duty and our responsibility and our reasonable service to speak the truth in love. Paul in Ephesians 4:15 tells us, but speak the truth in love, so that they may grow up into all things, which is the head, even Jesus Christ. So that they, Ephesians 4:14, henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness wherein they lie in wait to deceive. Did you get that, my friend? We are to speak the truth in love so that those in the world, including the church, may grow up into Him that will be Christ, and so that we will not be deceived by all of that trash out there in the world and by all of that trash that's in the church today. Most people in the world do not come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because those, that say that they know Him, they do not share the experiences and the truth with the sinners and saints alike. Oh no. So no one grows up. Most at best are babes in the Lord, feasting on the milk of the Word, or worse, just lost and burdened down in their sins. They're just dead men and women walking. Wow. Should we blame them? Yes, we need to blame them. But we who are saved are to be like Ezekiel says, a watchman on the wall. In Ezekiel 3:19, we read, yet if thou, that would be us, warn the wicked, and he turns not from his wickedness nor his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou, that would be us, has delivered thy soul. But before we can be a watchman on the wall, we first must come to know Jesus Christ and develop our spiritual discernment. So we will have something to say. So we will be able to lead them out of their sin. We'll be able to lead them out of the way that will lead them into utter destruction. My friend, that is a big deal. Spiritual discernment is a big deal. And we need to go ahead and grow spiritually so that we will develop that discernment and be able to lead those in the world into a greater light and the truth. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week and praying that you understand this teaching and be more next week. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye.